The bliss of the abyss, it's here now.
I've worked it out. So nobody cares, right? About the show. And I don't know who's listening, but there's a small number of you that do. And thank you. But it's not a big number. So I haven't been lying, but I think I can be even more honest about it. And it's that my life has not recovered at all since COVID. And I am in such a bad place. And I just got back from my honeymoon. And that was the best time of my life. And now I'm immediately thrown back into this. And I don't know what the fuck to do. It's so nice that people want to come on this show and like promote their brilliant things and be wonderfully successful, and I don't get any of that for myself. I don't want to promote things or be wonderfully successful. I just want to be able to make a crust. I don't think I should release this, but the numbers on the show are so low that no one's going to hear it anyway, so who gives a fucking flying... Who gives two shiny brass shit? Like, should I have done something differently? Dash water. Sparkling water infused with wonky lemons. 0 calories. How is that possible? Should I have done something differently? Should I? Because I'm fucking probably over halfway through my life. So it's a bit late to change, but maybe it's not. But what should I have done differently? I don't know. And then I ask questions like this and I just probably won't get a response because, like I said, no one's listening. Apart from you few beautiful people, but you never talk to me. So I don't know who you are. Apart from my few Patreon members who are literally sometimes keeping me able to pay my rent, which is about to double. It's about to double. I've got like a really fun episode with Carpet recorded. Can't wait to release it. Maybe I shouldn't show this to anyone. But I'm past caring about this shit, man. Because it doesn't make a difference, does it? And be diplomatic. And then I'm told that I'm not diplomatic enough. Or I try and be humble, and then, oh, I'm too humble. I've got too much of a gentle soul. That's what they said. Like the last one. Is that right? Is that fucking right? Have you met me? Is that what I have? Is that what I fucking have? Sorry, this is absolute nonsense. No one's going to listen anyway, Robert. No one's going to listen. Nobody ever does. And not that I'm not doing it for listens. I'm doing it for feedback. I started this podcast because my life was torpedoed by a global pandemic, like so many others were. And I thought, hey, why not do this? It'd be something. And that torpedo has fucking sunk my battleship. Don't have a ship anymore. So I don't know, man, if I should just pack it all in, just end the whole thing. Yeah, maybe, yeah. Maybe. Maybe what I'll do is I'll just drink dash water. DA-SH. How'd you make something like this? Zero calories. Carbonated spring water. Natural flavorings. Lemon extract. Acid. Citric acid. Why doesn't any of those have... I mean... wonky fruit. It's a waste of your time. I really hope that you're not listening. I really hope nobody is listening. Because you're wasting your time. Thus do I ever make my fool my purse. For my eye, mine own gain knowledge profane. I would say just turn off now. Turn off. So very, 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 very pointless. Do you think it's worthwhile? Like, I had a lot of personal not the professional stuff that ruined my career. Not that. As in, like, the stuff just before the honeymoon. Just a lot of personal, painful, stupid disappointment. Do you think it's harming myself and my life doing this bliss of the abyss? Do you think it was a mistake? Do you think this is all mistake. Because how do you ever know? Like, how do you ever know? No one's going to tell you, right? I have all these questions that I want to ask my dad. And then the problem is he died when I was 8, so I can't. So some of those questions I think you know because you ask your dad. And then some of those questions you know because you ask your brothers. And I'm lucky I have 2. Or your mother, and I'm lucky she's still alive. But the ones that I don't know, and I don't have the person to talk to, who do I ask? Like, she should have died hereafter. There would have been time for such a word. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day. Cut to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out. Brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. Cut! A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more! It's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying but I tell you what I've got to do instead. That would be good though, wouldn't it? That would be fun to do that. This is what I've got to do instead. It's Saturday night. It's Abby's hen party. And we're somewhere in Peel. I don't know what the fuck that is. It can only mean that it's time for the Great Abby Carter Quiz. And here's your host, Joe Wild. Okay, girls, here we go. Round one. The Marriage Megamix. Round two. Fill in the gaps with blankety blank. Round three. Come on down our Callum. It's Mr. and Mrs. Round four. Let's go back to school. The Great Abby Carter Quiz. The results. Sounded too evil. The results. Still wrong. It says slow attention voice. But it's like, the way I would want to do it would be like, the results. No, that's not how I'd want to do it either. Because it should be longer than just two words. Like, and ladies and gentlemen, kind of thing. The results! Still sounds shit, doesn't it? Yeah. But I got to do this for £4.11. And believe me, I am not above it, and I never will be above it. It's not. Yeah, sorry. To whoever has listened to this, sorry. Because this is a fucking ramble, isn't it? This is no good. Dash water, sparkling water, infused with 1 kilo. I'm really, really jet lagged. And I'm an insomniac. And it's probably been making me weirder than I would normally be. On the second leg back from the flight, there was this guy who was sat opposite us who drank, I don't know, 400 mil of whiskey, like, in 10 minutes. And then started, like, yelling and trying to use his fists on the staff. And, you know, Caitlin was right next to me, so I'm worried about making sure she's okay. And there's so many babies around me. There's behind me two, and then in front one, and then on the left one, and then on the left behind three. And then there's this guy who could be as violent as anything, right? How do you know? And I just had to just had to keep a vigil and just stay awake and protect. And so I'm probably just overtired now. I'm just spewing fucking nonsense. And maybe this kills my career. Let's put that in quotes. But I don't care. Because I don't think anyone's going to listen to it. But if you did listen to this, send me a message, hey, and tell me what the fuck I should do, because God knows I am out of ideas.
You've been listening to The Bliss of the Abyss.
Thanks.
One.